Storm Publishing presents The Artist's Apprentice, written by Claire Flynn and read by Annette Chown. Part 1. 1. Dalton Hall, Richmond, Surrey. January 1908. Alice was late again. She'd risen early, but had been sidetracked by sketching the unusual patterns of frost on her bedroom window. A lecture from her mother was inevitable. Lady Dalton was a stickler for punctuality. Seeking a diversionary tactic, Alice intercepted the footman who was about to deliver the first post to her parents at the breakfast table. As she took the silver tray from the man, Alice noticed the handwriting on the envelope that lay on top of the pile. Overlarge, cursive, but with an almost childlike uniformity of style that made it stand out from the others on the silver tray. Something about it made Alice curious and oddly nervous. As she entered the room, her mother opened her mouth to protest at her lateness, but Alice was ready. "I saw the post coming, so I waited for it. I was hoping for a letter from Harriet, but there's nothing from her." She passed the silver tray to her mother and took her place at the table. Lady Dalton tutted, but slit the first envelope open with a paper knife and read the contents. "That dreadful American woman has invited us all to dinner."
"What dreadful American woman?"
Lord Dalton spoke from behind his copy of The Times. "Mrs. Cutler, your stockbroker's wife. You introduced us at the ballet. She has one of those awful rasping voices, like a chair scraping, and wears far too much jewellery. I'll find an excuse to decline."
"You'll do no such thing."
Lord Dalton folded his newspaper and put it down. Glancing at his son, Victor, he addressed his wife.
"You must accept immediately."
Alice's nervousness mounted. She had no idea why, but an odd sense of foreboding chilled her. She tried to focus her eyes on the piece of toast she was buttering, her appetite already gone. "The Cutlers are social climbers. He's in commerce, and she's an American arriviste." Lord Dalton peered at his wife over the top of his spectacles.
"I find her rather charming, and Herbert Cutler is very clubbable. Times are changing, my dear. We need to change with them."
Lord Dalton exchanged another glance with Alice's brother, Victor, who nodded in agreement. Lady Dalton sniffed derisively.
"Why do we need to change?"
"Because we can't afford..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?